Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3, or welcome to Hour 3 if you're just tuning in to Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny. He's on assignment. Fred, if you're listening, miss you, big guy. It's just, love you folks, but when Fred's here, just, I don't know, the dynamic. Okay, I'll admit it. I have more of an ally with my sense of humor when Fred is here, and it actually helps deflect the, helps protect me from the icy stares from Denise, my sense of humor.
All right, we get it. He buys you McDonald's. Okay, okay, moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, 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 that's what I'm talking about. So, but, yeah, we've had fun, and Denise has even joined in and thrown in a couple of ice stare-worthy puns herself. How are you, Denise?
I'm doing well. Good. I'm doing really well.
Cal, you surviving?
Oh, yeah, life is as good as it can possibly be. Look outside. It's windy. It's rainy. It's blustery. It's why I left Idaho. Anyway, back to you.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful California weather. Yeah. Imagine what you think of when you think of California weather, not snow, and then the exact opposite. And that's what we're looking at outside the...
Yeah, it snowed here. Yeah. It didn't stay here in the valley.
6 inches at my house.
Oh, you have that.
We got a lot of snow for us.
Wow.
Wow, Cal.
We get, you know, if we don't get at least one snowstorm a year in the great north end of the Sacramento Valley, we feel cheated. Well, no cheating this year. We got a good one.
That's right. So we've had a couple of cases or no cases. We've talked about Murdaugh case. We've talked about, I keep wanting to say Katie, Elizabeth Holmes and Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, Fred is going to be upset that he missed out on yet another Harvey Weinstein update. It would only be the trifecta if we ended up talking about Johnny Depp somehow, and Fred would be like, whoa, you can't talk about Depp when I'm not here.
That's my stuff.
Yeah, well, good luck. Good news, we don't have any Johnny Depp updates today.
Yay. Bummer.
Yes, but we do have, look, I don't know what your thoughts are on the death penalty, but we have an interesting case from the Supreme Court that originated out of the state of Arizona that's a ruling on that death penalty case. We have a case that we're going to talk about out of the state of Texas where a bartender is charged essentially because of something that a patron did after they left the bar. We have an update on a story that we had covered about a year ago, a little over a year ago, relating to Malcolm X. And so we've got all those. Plus, we've got case or no case. And, Cal, why don't we just go ahead and
all right.
Get her going.
You asked for a case or no case.
Yay!
And now, case or no case goes Hollywood again, Todd and Denise. And... was a famous actress named, she wanted to go home again, and did. So she gathered up $19 million, got some investors together from a pension fund, and about $600,000 of her own to buy a community in Georgia called Brazelton. It was all told about 2,000 acres, and Anne thought a tourism hotspot this could be, she thought to herself. Aside from believing it was a good investment, Anne intended to boost the profile of her former hometown. Throughout its history, it had dealt with hard times, and she said, maybe I can fix that. So, undeterred, she believed she could inject the town with some life, hosting film festivals and, you know, all that kind of Hollywood-y events. It was a noble goal. After all, how many Hollywood celebrities actually want to bring business and opportunities to rural parts of this country, especially places from whence they came? Many think about it, very few do. And lost money on the town. According to various news reports, some residents of Brazelton weren't thrilled that the star bought their town. Still, when Anne put her boots on the ground in 1991, 2 hours after purchasing, 2 years after purchasing Brazelton, she said it just got worse and worse and worse. And the pension fund she borrowed the money from was AT&T, and they lost $19 million. They got very upset and lost money. They lost money. They decided to sue Ann and force her to sell her share or make it right, one or the other. And so the question is, if you identify Ann, you get an extra point. And the other question is, could AT&T sue someone because of a bad investment that didn't go out, work out in their favor? Todd Kunin, case or no case? First off, who is it? You can do that later. Secondly, case or no case?
I'll have to think about who it is.
Okay.
But just based upon the name, And you said it was, let's see, 91 was 2 years after, so it had been 89 when she purchased it, and I'm starting to think here. Okay, I got somebody in mind, but I'll mention that later. Can an investor sue somebody when the investment goes bad? Didn't we just talk about Elizabeth Holmes?
Well, remember, this was back in the late 80s, early 90s, when it wasn't something everybody did all of the time.
Well, that's true, but still, you have representation. I guess the question here, fraud is always fraud, right?
Exactly.
And so if the representations that you're making include promises that you could not deliver, promises that you knew or reasonably should have known that you could not deliver on, all right, and this kind of stuff, well, yeah, I could see why she would face some sort of liability. However, on the flip side, you know, it always amazes me when Hollywood actors become spokespersons for political parties or for other things, and it's like, really, the only authority that you have is you know how to act on film, and a lot of people know you. Show me your background that you're really into this, and some are able to, but some make endorsements. I mean, look at all the people that are taking it from EFX or whatever that
the
cryptocurrency exchange that went bad because you had all these celebrities were endorsing it. What do they know about investments? They hire people to do that, right? So I would think that AT&T with a pension fund should know, look, we can't just buy what an actor says lock, stock, and barrel. Show me your acumen and your history with successfully revitalizing a town with funds and able to do this kind
of
stuff.
Plus, they came rushing to her with the cash. Oh, please, can we be a part of this? Yeah. Please, 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 right?
So to answer your question, can they? Yes, if they can show fraud. But did they? I think that what ended up happening was Ann ended up having to file for bankruptcy, and they stood in line as to get some sort of money back from her because of her guarantees or whatever she might have made. And so, yes, there was a lawsuit. I'm going to say that they were able to recoup some funds, but not the total amount that they put up. And I will hold off on saying who the Ann is that I think, but I do have an Ann in mind as to who I think that is. So, yes, it's a case, and yes, the AT&T fund is able to recoup some
okay.
money.
Denise, what do you think about the matter of Ann and Brazelton, Georgia?
Well, Brazelton is no Branson, right?
No, it's not now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and so, I mean, the idea was okay, but she's also not Elvis Presley. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you have to have that idea. And maybe she graduated from an actress or to something else or from something else to a great actress. We don't know. But this is not a case. I'm going to say that right off the bat. And I think I know who the Ann is. I'm not positive, but I have a good idea.
All right. So what we'll do, since you've all made your point on the case, let's find out whom you believe the actor or actress is that did this, Brazelton, Georgia. Whom do you think, Denise?
I think Ann Bancroft.
Okay. Todd Kunin, what do you think? Whom do you think?
I think Ann Margaret.
Ann Margaret. Ooh. Ann Bancroft, Ann Margaret. Now, that's good. Both of you gave really good answers. So when we come back, we'll give you the bottom line on our case or no case for this hour on Radio Law Talk. What do you think? That's the thing. Email us or call us if you want to, and it'll be fun. Remember, no wagering. We'll be back. Radio Law Talk.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is this real life? Oh, that's dumb.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
All right. When we went to the break, Cal had once again risked his eternal soul. Is he lying? Is he not? He gave us the scenario of the actor named Ann who left Hollywood and bought or convinced AT&T, an AT&T pension fund to invest, what, $19 million?
$19 million, yep.
In this project in, what, Brazelton, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
To revitalize everything, and, well, it seemed to have gone belly up. It didn't turn out the way that Ann wanted it to, and the question was, can the pension fund sue to get back all or some of the money? Was this a case or no case? And the bonus question, who was the Ann? I said Ann Margaret. Denise, you said Ann Bancroft, right?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be her for sure. But.
And I said it was a case, and the pension fund was able to get something back. And Denise, you said no case, right?
No case.
Where are we at, Cal?
Well, I would be delighted to provide you with some semi-factual information on this, if you will.
It's good that we get semi-factual information this show that is only semi-informed.
And semi-entertaining.
And
okay.
Semi-entertaining.
Here we go. Kimberly Ann Basinger lost her proverbial shirt, and Ameritech, the company, you know, the retirement fund, lost $20 million on her Brazelton investment. Kim had to sell her shares soon after Ameritech did the same as the front woman. She left the project. The next purchasers bought the town, turned it around. They say the town's doing just fine. There was a case. Basinger lost. AT&T lost. I guess they won. They forced her to sell and liquidate the company. And that was, if you want to consider that a victory. So AT&T wins.
So they got back some, but not all of their money.
Exactly. Okay. A little bit. So that's the case. Kimber, remember, I'm not above using little names or other obfuscations. And in this case, it was Kimberly Ann Basinger.
Kimberly Ann.
So you can blame Todd for not getting your points there.
I know. Well, that's okay. I'm used to it. I have a higher standard, and that's just fine with me.
I'm not going to lie. When Batman, the first Batman movie, came out with Michael Keaton, and Kim Basinger played Vicki Vale in that.
Yes.
Huge crush.
Oh, I'm telling
you. Huge crush on Kim Basinger. It was like,
see her on the screen, and it was a call to the post, man. Hello, hey.
Oh, wow. Well, you're talking saying, about the flag post, yeah, I'm assuming?
I'm saying she looked great. That's all I'm
brother,
saying.
Here we go. Here we go. You know, if Cal's already referred to the, yeah, I'm thinking that there's some slips going on here. He referred to this as somebody who lost her shirt.
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, but not in that movie. So everything was good, at least that I know of. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this magic week. This is Case or No Case. Next week, a Canadian Marilyn Manson concert attendee gets into some drunk driving problems. And guess what, Todd? Whom does she blame? Herself?
Next week? Why would anybody blame themselves?
I know. So that's next week on Case or No Case.
Okay. Well. Where are we going to go, Denise? How about a recap? A recap on a story that we covered over a year ago. And it stems from a judicial decision that was made in November of 2021, and it relates to the individuals that were charged and convicted and incarcerated, one of whom died in custody after several years, convicted of participating in the assassination killing of Malcolm X, the civil rights advocate from the 60s. And two of the individuals that were exonerated, there were two guys. One was named Muhammad Aziz, the other Khalil Islam. And they both had alibis for the day of the killing of Malcolm X. There was no physical evidence that linked them to the crime, and yet they were convicted anyway and served time. And in 2021, after a review that was instituted by the New York DA's office and I believe other institutions, they proved that there was allegations that evidence was concealed. And the long and short of it is that the estate of one was awarded $10 million, and $26 million was awarded to the other surviving individual who was still alive. There's a redundancy for you. And so that's what happened. Why are we talking about it today? Well, given this uncertainty about an exoneration of these two individuals, that the third person's conviction remained, but who was the actual shooter. But given that, the investigation uncovered allegations of concealed evidence and allegations of conspiracy and all of that by law enforcement officials and law enforcement agencies, and the heirs of Malcolm X now have indicated they are filing a lawsuit against those agencies that are alleged to have withheld or concealed evidence. Now, look, this happened in 1965. And so, Denise, the first issue you raised with that, the first question was what? Starts with an S, rhymes with attitude of limitations.
Oh. You mean the legal question I raised. Yeah, how can, 58 years later, how can this family sue for these alleged civil rights abuses? I mean, hasn't the statute of limitations run?
I think that is any lawsuit that is filed, that is going to have to be the hurdle that is overcome. But I think the plaintiffs will be able to rely on this. A perpetrator of a wrongdoing should not be able to benefit from that wrongdoing if they actively concealed it to keep the harmed party from even discovering that the action has occurred. And so because of that, I think that there will probably be some decision of a tolling of statute of limitations.
Right. So sometimes discovery, like late discovery of evidence or late discovery, and in this case the allegations are concealed evidence.
Yes.
Late discovery can lead to a tolling of the statute of limitations. That's kind of the easy answer, right?
And I think that is what the hurdle is going to be, and I think that's what's going to help them overcome the hurdle. But we'll follow this and see how this progresses as the days and months go on. We're headed to the home stretch here, last half hour of Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. We got more to talk about. We'll be back after this.
Thank you, Todd. This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program continues right after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk. Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
USA News Update. The effects of a huge winter storm is still being felt across the USA. It is bringing snow to parts of Southern California for the first time in years. The first blizzard warning ever issued by San Diego's Office of the National Weather Service is in effect through today. The mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties are under blizzard warnings for the first time in over 30 years. This comes after a flash flood warning expired this morning following relentless rains. Drivers tell KTLA they were stuck and had to abandon their vehicles in the rising waters.
We're just driving and the car stopped.
On the other side of the country, over a 500,000 homes and businesses in Michigan are still in the dark, and state officials are warning the power may not come back on until tomorrow. Turkey is dealing with yet another earthquake. A magnitude 5.5 quake struck today in central Turkey. The country has already seen a ton of damage and thousands of deaths from a recent earthquake. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We are back. I'm going to... Todd Kuhnen filling in for Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, the three amigos, the three... Musketeers. I say that, and I'm going to get a cease and desist from the Three Musketeers.
For the blind mice.
Three blind mice. There we go. So let me lay out a scenario for you. Okay, let's say a person is tending bar. Okay, tending bar, and a patron comes in, and they serve the patron one drink, two drinks, three drinks, and the person, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'll give more information as we go on, but I'm just gonna, let's say they serve them four drinks. And then that person leaves the bar, the patron, gets into an accident and kills somebody. Now, we know that, and let's say that they're able to prove that the patron who left had a blood alcohol level that exceeded a 0.08, all right, over the legal limit in all states. I think one state, Utah, I think it's an 0.05, but definitely over the eight at over the legal limit at 0.08. So we know that the person that drove the car would be subject to criminal prosecution, liability, and conviction for the driving under the influence causing injury and or death, DUI, homicide, or somebody died. What liability should the bartender face, if any, for serving the drinks to the person that got behind the wheel of the vehicle and ultimately killed somebody? What do you think?
Well, this is dram shop. We learned about this in law school. Although a lot of states don't have dram shop, that's where there's liability for the bartender over-serving a patron, and then the patron goes out and harms somebody. In Texas, apparently, there is a dram shop law that still exists. And what do I think about it? I think it's going to be a hard proof. Even though in Texas, this is only a misdemeanor offense, punishable by up to 1 year in jail, or a fine, or both, it's an important one. You know, being a bartender, if it comes with that type of liability, it doesn't really seem fair, because some people could be demonstratively drunk on one drink, and some people can be not even showing signs of drunk after 4 or 5 drinks.
I mean, as Todd can tell you, having done drunk driving cases, there are hardcore alcoholics who've got BAs of, you know, 1.8, 2, somewhere up there. They're functioning fairly normally. So how can a bartender tell?
I have been in, you know, when they teach the officers how to do the field sobriety tests, the HG, horizontal gaze, nystagmus, the one-leg stand, the walk the line, all those. When they do that, the way they'll do it is there'll be a period of classroom instruction for the officers, and while the officers are being instructed as to what the tests are, in another room there's a group of volunteers that are supervised but having their blood alcohol level raised, giving them drinks with periodic tests so they know. And those folks, by the time the officers are ready to come in and do the testing, they'll have one person that's well below an 08, like an 04, well within the legal limit, and then they'll have some people that are somewhere between a 0.08 and a 0.10. They don't really like to raise them above a 0.10, and then the officers get to test to find the physical clues and symptoms. They do that, and I have never participated in it as a drinker, but when I was a DA, I was responsible for rounding up volunteers, and it was a bunch of friends of mine, and I saw them go in. One guy, 6'4", 240 pounds. His blood alcohol level got up to an 0.04, half the legal limit. No way that dude should be driving. None whatsoever. And that was after 2 drinks. I mean, he was louder. He thought he was funnier than he really was. And then there was another friend of mine. She was like maybe 5'6", 110 pounds, just, you know, not that big. She was up at a 0.10. You would not have thought. The officers thought she was good to drive. As a result, now these were training officers, but she didn't present any of the symptoms. So how do you know, Cal? I think that's a really good point.
It's so subjective, isn't it? I mean, the blood alcohol is objective, but your view of someone's symptoms is very subjective, it seems.
I think that's true.
It is.
And the only proof so far that they have in this particular case is they have this video, a security video from the bar. It was called Fuzzy's. That kind of indicates something in and of itself.
It was next to Naples. But you before we go there, you mentioned this case, and I haven't talked about what happened.
Oh,
right. So we do have. I gave the scenario: should the bartender be liable if there was 4 drinks? Well, here's what we're looking at in this scenario here, because what if it's more drinks? What if it is 5 drinks, 6 drinks, 8 drinks? I don't know that the number of drinks matters so much, but what does matter is if the bartender can look at somebody who is clearly displaying intoxication, right? And we've all seen that. Somebody stumbling over, and it really doesn't matter, I guess, to a certain extent, what their blood alcohol level actually is. What matters is, how do they look? I mean, if they look like they're clearly inebriated and you keep serving them drinks, they could you could be in some sort of liability. And the case we're talking about is out of Texas. And in this case here, guy goes into a – it sounds like a joke. Guy walks into a bar, and it's in the morning, and between the hours of 10:30 a.m. and like 1:30 p.m., he has served 8 drinks, each of which includes a double shot of vodka. So from an alcohol standpoint, it's the alcohol equivalent of being served 16 shots of vodka. And toward the end, Denise and he left, got into an accident, and killed an off-duty police officer who was
talking
to his family. But in this case, you were talking about some evidence that we have. And what is the evidence that we have that shows inebriation?
Well, he got up. He went out the back door, where is an area where only employees are supposed to be. Started to walk around the – it was a restaurant bar, too.
Yeah.
And walk around that restaurant bar, and the bartender saw him and waved him back in. He had a drink already sitting at the bar, and he went back to his seat at the bar. And then later he goes out through the front door and gets in his car. And he leaves his drink on the bar, by the way.
Yes.
And that doesn't seem to be even disputed. And then when the bartender helped him to his feet, he stumbled onto the stool, and then the bartender then leaves, probably to go, you know, behind the bar to get something for the bar or whatever. And when she returns, he's gone.
Yes.
So that's kind of the factual background and the evidence so far.
How could he have stopped the guy? That's the real question.
Well, that's an interesting question, Cal.
Thank you.
Because everything that I have seen on this case, I saw a law enforcement officer interviewed about this, and he says, you know, the video says it all. He was clearly inebriated. He went and got behind the wheel of the car, and he left and stuff. Well, that's not what the law requires. The law does not require the bartender to stop somebody who's drunk from going out of the bar. The law requires the bartender to stop serving drinks when they notice that somebody is so intoxicated that if they left, they'd pose a danger. And what the video does not show, while it shows the guy getting more and more drunk, and I'll comment on that in a second, right, showing those signs and symptoms more and more, it does not show her continuing to serve him after that obvious evidence of intoxication is demonstrated in the video. And so the question here is, while he had, you know, 8 drinks, it was the equivalent of 16, you know, your body doesn't absorb and that alcohol all at once. When you consume alcohol, your intoxication level will continue to rise as your body
to Taco Bell in the morning, too. And well, this was the taco joint.
Hey.
You know, he overdoes the tacos.
We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, long-term, and other factors.
You're a whiner.
You are a loser.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Well, you know, here's a question that's, I think this question's going to plague internet-related cases for as long as there's an internet. If a provider provides a service, you know, they're not saying what should or shouldn't be said, but they are providing the means by which something is said. Should they be held liable for the content of what is said? I just gave them the megaphone. I wasn't the one that actually did the talking kind of issue here. And that's kind of what the Supreme Court is grappling with in this YouTube case, right, Denise?
Yeah, and YouTube and a Twitter case. They're very similar. One happened in Turkey and one happened in Paris, France. And basically, if the question comes down to Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act, that act or that section protects internet providers, protects social media providers, anything, any kind of a platform where other people post content on that platform, and it protects the providers themselves from the liability unless they knowingly and provide substantial assistance to the criminal actor, if you will. So these two cases really arise out of one is ISIS related and one is another terrorist group related. And these groups had utilized YouTube to try to grow its background or try to grow its membership or to try to convey language or information to its members. Or they also use Twitter to try to convey different types of acts they want people to take, you know, that type of stuff. So the question in these cases is, what is the liability for the provider, and what does knowingly provide assistance, and what is substantial assistance? So these are definitions that the law says liability can be established for when any person who aids and abets by knowingly providing substantial assistance or who conspires with the person who committed such an act of international terrorism. So it's a play between the Communication Decency Act and the criminal actions under our terrorism acts.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
It's very tough.
It is very difficult because it's like Denise and I were talking on the break, and it kind of the whole thing, 2:30 kind of reminded me of that disclaimer that you'll get before the infomercial that's played at 2 o'clock in the morning on your local station, which says...
Or like we are at the front of our breaks.
Well,
same thing.
Yeah, well, the disclaimer from the station that says the views espoused in this program are not necessarily those shared by the owner or operator of the station, blah, blah, you know, and you go on. But here's the thing. It's easy for the owner to monitor that. Because there's only so many, you only have 24 programming hours per day for that one station. It's pretty easy to see that. Twitter and YouTube, here's a stat for you. 500 hours of video content. That is the total number of hours on average that is uploaded to YouTube every minute.
Yikes.
Worldwide.
Wow.
How 500 hours of video content uploaded every minute. And so if you develop an algorithm to police that, what's everybody going to say when their seemingly innocuous video gets pulled into that dragnet? Now, oh, you're censoring me. We can't do that.
Right.
That's a tough one to grapple with.
Yep.
A private company, so it's not all that difficult. But 1,000 videos, out of 1,000 videos, YouTube only posts one. That's the odds, but that's not really the biggest problem here. The biggest problem here is the algorithms that push content to people that are utilizing the service. That's where I think the bigger liability becomes, because if you are a person that potentially shows that they have aggressive acts, or they could be, you know, part of ISIS, or they're looking at that type of content and it's getting pushed to them by the provider itself, that's where I think the liability is stronger.
It reminds me of like this scenario. Let's say a person is addicted to a pain medication. Right. They're addicted to a pain medication and they're doing their best to get off of it. But the person that used to sell it to them, that would be the algorithm, is saying, oh, I know this person used to like this, so I'm just going to start sending them all this pain medication so they can keep taking it all the time. And I guess the argument would be that the algorithm sort of feeds the content addiction, if you will. Like, let's say somebody in a moment of weakness is entering in search terms or keywords that are similar to those that are in terrorist activities. Well, the algorithm says, oh, this person must like that.
Right.
So they're doing that. The same thing is what's getting some in hot water with these cases out of the Pacific Northwest, where they're arguing that the algorithm is pushing to kids videos
suicidal content.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
right.
Somebody Googled it, and now it thinks that that's what they want. You know, typically.
Child pornography is another big, huge issue.
Yes.
Good point. Yeah.
Because, and so what is, I guess you can frame it this way. What is the provider's duty to the public to protect the public from adverse content?
And Denise,
right?
And Todd, with AI becoming stronger and stronger, it's going to get worse and worse and worse, or more and more and more, I would dare say. Just my opinion, but
yeah.
I would think so.
To me, it's an example of technology that has progressed beyond society's ability to understand the implications.
I think that's exactly what it is. And also, the U.S. Supreme Court's ability to define the essential terms. None of the justices agree with what is knowingly and what is substantially assist. What is substantial assistance? They don't agree with that. You know, was it $100 that you're giving to ISIS? Is that substantial assistance, or does it have to be $10,000?
Here's how it's going to come out. I don't know, but I'll know it when I see it.
Oh, yeah.
Supreme Court ruling on pornography.
And that's where it gets difficult, where they don't know, because the history of the Supreme Court when they're trying to define a term that is not definable, led to decisions like Dred Scott, led to decisions
exactly.
like, you know, what is viability?
Well, tell them what Dred Scott is.
So Dred Scott was the decision about who is a person for purposes of the Constitution, and it
right.
was a terrible decision.
And also separate but equal.
Yes.
Another concept that came out of that.
And then you got other decisions where, you know, they grappled with ideas like fetal viability and, well, oh my gosh, it's scary when you see them grappling with these type of decisions, and I'm curious to see what the opinion is out of the court. I want to get to one case because we've been teasing it for 3 hours. This is the case out of Arizona where an inmate who was on death row had the death penalty overturned, was granted a new trial. And the reason, this gets back to what I always harp on, and we talked about this with the Murdaugh case early on, which is prosecutors have to be careful what they say when making arguments and what they're requesting, because it can come back to undermine the integrity of the conviction or what they got. In this case here, a guy was convicted of murder, and during the penalty phase, the prosecution kept saying the only way to keep the defendant from ever entering society again is to impose the death penalty. And the Supreme Court said that is absolutely wrong, because they needed to be told under prior decisions, the jury needed to be told that life without possibility of parole means that person will never go back into society. And that
unless they live in California.
Yeah, well, this was Arizona.
Okay, thank
and
you.
So, and so they didn't say that, and because of that, the guy was granted a new trial on the penalty phase.
Oh, on the penalty.
On the penalty phase. So,
and that's really rare from the Supreme Court.
It is. But with that, here we go. Quick take.
You've had a lot of takes. Now it's time for your quick take, Denise Dirks, if you please.
Well, this was my freest show ever. I really had full reign and full ability and no restraints at all on my ability to chide or chastise Todd Koonin.
And you did it well. Mr. Koonin, what's your quick take?
My quick take is, don't let Denise fool you. Her sense of humor is right there along with the rest of us. She just hides it better.
Something she denies with a facial expression.
Absolutely. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Cal, take us out.
All right, folks, thank you for being with us here on Radio Law Talk. Next time, we'll talk about, well, other legal issues, and we've gotten a couple of calls from you. We'll try to address those next time right here on Radio Law Talk. And that's next Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, or whenever and wherever you listen. Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk today.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.